Well, hello everyone. Rod Cullerton. I just thought I'd take the time. I haven't been doing any updates for quite some time. I've certainly been busier than a one-arm coat hanger with a serious scratch, but I've been really busy in doing court proceedings. I've had, as you know, quite a few, and I have to say we are winning the war. Winning the battles. I yet to say that we are winning the wars, and I want to take you through those simply. And you'll probably recognise this this door in the background, the very famous door where the West Australian Police just rocked up, basically unannounced, making certain claims.
I'm advising you not to go in, please, people. It's a building site.
Yeah, we're here investigating a family violence incident.
There is no family violence, is there? The woman attacked me.
Mate, you need to get out of the way, okay?
It's my building site, love. I'm responsible, and it's my duty of care to make sure that nobody gets injured on this site. And that's law. And you should know that as police officers.
Go, Rodney.
I've just got a video of this, if one of you get hurt, you've been advised.
Fourth time we're all recording.
Yeah, well, that's right, I'll record it as well.
So we're here investigating the incident, and you're only here.
You need to ring Sophia. Rosie Cornell, can you ring the lawyer?
Yep.
She's representing the
trial. I was supposed to go to trial on the 7th of November. That was vacated. It apparently now has gone well into the new year, next year. So look, I understand it's on the 14th of April 2025. If you're around, I mean, even if it's your birthday, or, you know, whether you reckon you were going to be overseas in Europe or whether you're attending a wedding, it would be really nice to see you come along and just see what we're going to present to the West Australian Police. And to this date, they still haven't fixed the door, and we believe we've got a very, very good defence. In actual fact, one of the police officers reached out to me and said, "Mr. Cullerton, if we were aware of all the circumstances on the day, things would have been a lot different to what they are now." However, that's not good enough, because I want to take you through these steps that we've been doing. And a lot of people, and thanks everyone for the support over the year, and thanks for coming to the court case in Melbourne. That's the over the alleged bankruptcy, which even three or four barristers, or five barristers actually, and one lawyer has said it's nothing short of a political assassination, what they did at the time, the unfairness of it. And it just shows how we can go back after many years and open these things up, because we claimed that the order was unsafe. So that case ran, the judge is reserving his decision, of course. But what's interesting is we not only have an alleged creditor in court, which is Dick Lester, we also have the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecution as the second respondent, and it's VID 391/2024, which is Rod Cullerton versus Baldwin Nominees, which was Dick Lester's company. And the third, so the first respondent is Baldwin Nominees, second respondent's the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecution, but interestingly, the third respondent is the Magistrates Court of Western Australia. And I appeared in front of the Chief Magistrate, Heath, and he basically was very curt in his response and said, "Mr. Cullerton, you talk such nonsense. You cannot take a court to court." Well, 2 days later, I put him in as the third respondent, and they are now a respondent to proceedings. So we've got over that little, I wouldn't call it a conundrum, a myth, actually. You can actually take a court to court, and this is the extent that we're having to go in and basically fight to get back our rights, so that we actually understand where we are going in this system. And this system kicks back and recalls very hard, but we are getting through. Like I say, we're winning the battles. I haven't lost any. I'm still in the fight, and I believe we're going to win at home. Okay, so let's now turn to updates on the farms. Well, it's very interesting, and we've certainly got very good legal advice. And look, if anyone's facing a challenge from a mortgagee, anyone that's might have received, just hang on, got a big truck going past here, sitting out on the highway. Look, if anyone's received a writ of summons over, you know, through financial stress or whatever to do with their property, I wouldn't say this is legal advice, but we're having success in going and filing that writ of summons on the title, which is invoking a registrar's packet straight away. So in other words, once it becomes subject to the title, then the Commissioner of Title has a responsibility for strict accuracy and the integrity of the title system. So then it starts to look into, you know, where the money came from and so forth. And this is how we're going ahead in leaps and bounds. In actual fact, the West Australian Police are going to be, well, we believe at the time when a lot of farmers were being dispossessed of their farms after the GFC, we're now calling it armed robbery. That is the legal advice we're getting from top end of town criminal barristers, because the police came out on a so-called belief or a truism of a property seizure delivery order against these farmers. They weren't property seizure and sale orders. They were orders that were created under the Civil Judgment Enforcement Act of 2005 in Western Australia, and trying to apply that act or that so-called filing application to land, which is under an Imperial Act of Transfer of Land Act of 1893, which is not Crown compliant. So very interesting stuff on that, and the law is telling us that the farms were never sold because the banks had to go and take another step and get a property seizure and sale order, which they haven't done. And just going to have to spray my friendly AeroGuard around so I can keep without swallowing a fly out here. They've been bad this year. So yeah, so now that we're challenging them, we're taking the steps, we're really applying their own law against them, we are seriously winning out. And you know, if you don't believe us, just have a look at how we're still staying in the game. Now let's get to the political front. I want to announce Nick Patterson is now going to run for the Senate federally in Victoria.
An anti-lockdown protester wants a judge's condemnation of police tactics to strike fear into officers in the future. Speaking for the first time since a judge found police used unlawful force against him, Nick Patterson says he was shocked by what happened 3 years ago.
Nick Patterson, Adam Rube and their supporters claim a big victory.
We cannot allow the state to weaponise the police against us just because we have a difference of opinion.
Police confronted a small group leaving an illegal anti-lockdown rally which Patterson helped organise. The former cage fighter suffered a broken shoulder and spent a month in jail. But the judge found police used unlawful force against Patterson and Rube. Judge Liz Gaynor concluded, "I'm satisfied that police were the aggressors and that they employed unjustified violence."
I was shocked that the police would target us the way they did.
The judge ruled police evidence inadmissible. Today, the prosecution moved to formally discontinue charges against Patterson and Rube.
He is replacing Nicola Charles. Unfortunately, Nicola said politics wasn't her game. However, Nick has decided to step up to the plate, and we're very welcome, or we're excited to have him on board. He's a true, literally a true fighter for all Australians. But what is most important is we've got to go into an Australian jurisdiction in order to get back our Commonwealth. I've been saying this for many a years. How do I know this? Because I've been in the chamber, I've been a senator, I can't go and get legal advice. This is separation of power. So what I'm telling you is exactly what the law is telling you. This whole Australian government, while it sits outside the laws of the Commonwealth, which was granted to us at Federation, which is the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act 1900. It's a UK-British Act, not the Australia's apostrophe S Constitution, which is a nonsense. So that's operating without licence. There is no question about that. Again, I don't make that claim. It's, if you have a look at Labor's handbook or come to some of my seminars, Labor's own constitution said in order to, they've got to kill the Senate, get rid of the constitution, and pretty well much try and bring us under the law of commerce, where we only ever have privileges. That's why we've got to pay to go up and down the highway. Why should we pay a license when we actually own the Commonwealth? So, and that's another thing I've said to some pretty high-faluting barristers. How can anyone in Australia be deemed a bankrupt when Federation granted us the right to hold the asset and be a beneficiary of this great nation? I mean, no money could buy this nation, but in other words, they trying to come and take us out of that jurisdiction of our lawful rights, which is no question. That's why the Commonwealth Parliament of Australia is the one down the hill. And if you think democracy is still alive in this country, why then go and have a look at what they are putting in our beautiful Commonwealth Parliament. They've got Mode down there, which is the museum of Australian democracy. In other words, there's another notice going out that you have no democracy, and yet Australians sit back and just, well, not all of them, but they sit back and just think, oh, well, you know, we can't do what we used to do, but what can we do about it? Well, I'm telling you what you can do about it. We can start following what's happening in the United States. Trump is now, and what I've been saying since 2016, no question, has been reverberating right around the world, and now these Commonwealth countries are starting to come back within jurisdiction. Jurisdiction, jurisdiction, jurisdiction. It is so important. Juris is law. L, land, air, water. That spells your law. Diction is having it in a lawful community, making sure that those laws that were granted to us are applied to us. And they have to apply to us as natural human beings, not as a corporate soul. Okay, so as far as the wind turbine goes, you know, we've been able to shut down the Aboriginal Culture Heritage Act. You saw us do that. We got rid of Murray Watts as the agriculture minister by serving a quo rento on him. He left the next day. We will keep our live shipping sheep. They cannot go above their ministerial powers. There's no question about that, but I won't go into that today. But wind turbines, we're definitely going to be blocking them. And we can do that because we're actually reaching out to another billionaire to perhaps take on another the billionaire called Twiggy Forrest, who's now going past. He's not claiming net zero. He's just claiming zero. He wants all these wind turbines so that he can claim that the energy going up, or that his mining outfits are using in his extractable industries, are meeting the target of climate change. However, the National Party and the Liberals and the Labors, the three tiers, the mainers, the majors, have all signed up to net zero. So in other words, if you're an Australian farmer, by 2030 you will have to put 30% of your productive land back to bush. And if you don't believe me, start to have a look at what's happening in the UK and other parts of the world. So you need to wake up. We can block this, because there has been no lawful laws passed in this country since 1973. And because we've never had a lawful parliament. Now, again, I don't make that claim. That is what is coming back through Odgers, which is, and of course, Quickengarran. Quickengarran is the book of our law, and it took 17 years, apparently, for the authors, Quick and Garran, to write that book. So if you haven't had time, well, please go and get a copy of it and read it, because this is your law, this is the future of your country, and we want a legacy to where we can keep handballing it on to future generations. I'm also doing an exclusive interview with a former House of Commons parliamentarian, Andrew Bridgen, and through Liz Gunn in New Zealand. And we're talking about how they're now trying to inject our cattle with Bovaer 8, when in actual fact flatulence out of a ruminant is very important for healthy plant growth. When it mixes in the atmosphere, it creates carbon dioxide, which is very important for photosynthesis and so forth. You know, you can see Twiggy Forrest and Bill Gates come out and say they need to inject our cattle, but they don't talk about buffalo, giraffes, other ruminants, you know, like wildebeest or whatever. They don't talk about injecting them. No, it's got to be something that us humans are having to consume, which obviously is the agenda that's been pushed with the COVID, I guess, without going into too much of that. So if the Great Australian Party is starting to attract the interest of some big players in this country in order to form government, to run a team out on the footy field, I feel that all Australians also equally can contribute, because my underlying guarantee to you is that if Great Australian Party can form government or the balance of power, in the alternative, the balance of power, and that's certainly nothing that is too, you know, it's not something that can never happen, it's certainly achievable. My undertaking, and to every Australian, is that you will come back, I will reinvoke a de jure government. There is no question about that. I'll bring everything back under its law. I'll apply whatever has to be done with the Senate to bring this whole country back into jurisdiction, so that we have the freedom of speech, we have the freedom of self-autonomy, we have the freedom that was granted to us at Federation. Okay, now another important case I'm running is section 92, and this is also talking about jurisdiction in the High Court. If I so-called am an alleged bankrupt, how may I have standing in the court? Well, I have. We've successfully filed a section 92 application in the High Court of Australia against the state of West Australia over the COVID lockdowns and the issues of the border. And I'm hoping to get a directions hearing on that early next year. So we've done a lot at Team Gap. There is no question about that. But we couldn't do it without the support of the people. I do encourage more people to come on as members. I am going to try and facilitate more with people that are getting in contact with emails. I apologise if we haven't been on the ball with that. We are getting a lot of a volume of emails, but when I'm writing these applications to the court, I've got to concentrate. It takes time. I've got to study the law, because this is about getting the whole country back. This is not just trying to, it's bringing it back to grassroots, but it's trying to show the way, you know, convince people that the jurisdiction is completely wrong. I suppose if I had two stubbies of beer and I took the label off one stubby of beer, and let's say that stubby was a Cooper's Pale Ale and I put it on one of my home brews in the same bottle, unless you really test it, you could say, oh, I don't believe that's a Cooper's Pale Ale. But if you don't test it, take it away and test it, which is what we're doing, then you could never prove it. And that is what they've done. They've switched the labels on a beer, and we're now going back in and testing the original beer, which is the original constitution, which is finding out that the Australian constitution was created to create this alternative jurisdiction under a corporate queen, which only gives us privileges, and that's why it costs so much to go to court, and all our names are in all caps, and we're getting all these council fees. And this has to stop, because the UK people are leaving the UK in droves, and it won't be before long we're losing all the family farmers and leaving the Australia in droves. And I don't want to leave this place, because in England, if you've got a, now they're saying if you've got a granny flat out the back or whatever, the government's now saying you'll pay double the rates of the property. That's not what it's about. We own our properties. Our property is our, that's what we need, property rights. We cannot have an Australian government get involved in our property rights, and that's why they're taking us to digital titles and so forth. So we can stop this, and I'm determined to stop it. We're running again, and we'll be selecting candidates in the new year. If you're interested, obviously get in touch with the party. We want real Australians to come in, do their best for their constituents, but uphold the law, the real law, which is the Commonwealth of Australia Constitution Act. That is the law we're only interested in, no other, because all other laws are subservient to that law. And the more I have been reading into the information and the books that I was given in Parliament, there is no question that any person who is not sitting under our law in any sense of power is, the law is claiming that they are committing sedition. There is no question about that, and I'll say it publicly. I think it's section 24 of the Crimes Act 1914. I noticed it was repealed in 2018 when allegedly the Australian Federal Police were wanting to take me to prosecute me, and they gave up because they weren't the Commonwealth police force, they were the Australian Federal Police Force. And I noticed that the government repealed that section. However, an Australian government can't repeal a Crown Act that's made under the Westminster system. So there you go, that's the update, bit long and drawn out. So I hope everyone has a beautiful Christmas, a very safe and lovely Christmas. And we look forward to sharing all our good work in the... I've got someone out the back there having some disgusting language on the notes I just saw came through in all caps, so there's a corporation. But anyway, have a safe Christmas, have a good New Year. We'll keep you updated, but some good things... Honestly, there is some good things on the horizon if they come off, and I do believe Great Australian Party will be a real player in this up and coming election. God bless, and bye for now. Thanks for your time.
My question is, why don't you know the answers?
And I do.
Do you know the official cash rate off the top of your head?
Oh, look, we can do the old Q&A stuff over 50
but
different,
you know it.
over 50 different figures.
What's the national unemployment rate?
National unemployment rate at the moment is, I think it's 5.4, I'm not sure what it is. This policy has been costed, like all of our policies, by the Parliament, but this has been fully costed by the Parliamentary Budget Office.
How did you not know that the urgent care clinics were not fully formally costed by the Parliamentary Budget Office?
Well, they were informed by the PBO work, and all of our policies will be fully costed and fully released and are.
Are these the six points that had to be handed to you by your advisor?
We have a range of measures which will take... Well, if you...
were you just talking about him?
We'll turn boats back. Turning boats back means that you don't need offshore detention.
160 people arrived illegally in Australia on 48 boats. You didn't turn back the boats.
No.
Is that not accurate?
No.
And what confidence do people have that you will turn back the boats?
We have said that we support Operation Sovereign Borders. There is a difference that we have over temporary protection visas.
Did you roll on radio this morning?
People will make their... We have been very clear.
Gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him